Now, wherever we have a bad off case, we have some manifestation on the E-meter that tells us so. And this thing's the best little old gee-wizard case detector you ever saw in your life. Now let's start at the bottom and go up to the top, shall we? Let's take position 1.5 on the E-meter. Position 1.5 on the E-meter is a mindless object. Person knows if the person doesn't have any mind or facsimiles, then nobody will be able to pick his wits. It's a solution to having your facsimiles inspected. And when you work over some case, hard, hot, and heavy, tell me, you know, you've got to tell me. You just got to give us the information. You must, you know. Very, very ARC breaky, chop, 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 give that information. As an auditor can do. You can, you know, just be too doggone stupidly rough. Without running responsibility on any data you get the E-meter down to there. And it's an auditor error 100% to drive a tone arm down to there. When you pick a case up and find it there, you know the case has been interrogated out of its wits. Now, when I say mindless object, I mean just that. It is the lowest density thing. The case has gone into something that doesn't have any facsimiles. Now, what would that be? Can you think of something that doesn't have any facsimiles? Doorknobs have no facsimiles. Bedposts have no facsimiles. A coffee cup has no facsimiles. And, of course, it offers no resistance to the meter. So, of course, this tone arm reads very, very low because the ohms of resistance are very, very low. And that's the mindless object. It is the individual's answer to interrogation. Now, of course, there are 8,765 dozen ways of handling this particular case. And for anybody to tell me that they have trouble handling this case, I'm afraid is a confession of rough auditing. Not enough persuasive ARC, because when that case reads that way, you've got to get hot. You've got to get your ARC in there. You've got to get that PC back into real two-way communication, because you've got a PC who is on compulsive confess. And when you pick one up that way, boy, you've just got to be the best little old ARC auditor you ever heard of. You've got to get his confidence. You'll find that these cases are very hard to detect on the basis of whether they have confidence or not, because they're very propitiative. And they tend to respond the way you want them to respond, not the way they respond. You got that? They just tend to respond the way you want them to respond, because they're kind of trancy. And they're very propitiative, and they know what will happen. By the way, you never get arguments out of a case like that. The case never argues with you. You say, chop, 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 and you say, did that upset you in any way? The case says, no. Kick him in the shins. Did that upset you in any way? No. Hit him over the head with a frying pan? No, that didn't upset him. They know what'll happen if they object. This case can't object. There's tons of ways to handle this case, but all of them have got to be addressed on the subject of very good ARC, that is real ARC, in an effort to get real two-way communication on anything in the sun, moon, and stars. Anything. You got to be able to differentiate between a compulsive yap-yap and a communication. You got to be able to differentiate between the PC saying something he wants to say and something he thinks you want him to say.